a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us. It's Monday night, the 28th of January, 2008. And tonight we had the State of the Disunion, or the State of the, my nausea, my gosh, was awful. Listen to this guy, Jorge W. Bush. Just to listen to this guy prattle on and lie. Lie after lie after lie. We'll talk about that tonight if you want to chime in. It's open lines tonight at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I tried to get Albert Howard on again tonight. For some reason, he's not responding to my emails, and I don't know why that is, but we'll find out. And want to get an update on the New Hampshire recount. There's still a bunch of fun and games going on with that, and we will get into that coming up on the program here tonight. Tomorrow night is the Florida primary for the Republicans. Democrats can go to vote too, but they lost all their delegates because they moved their primary up like the Republicans did. But Republicans got to keep a bunch of their delegates, where the Democrats did not. So this is a similar in nature. Oh, what state was it that we did that? Well, South Carolina was like that because they had their primary separated. But what state was it? Michigan. Where it was basically just, you know, a futile effort to go out and vote, you know, Democratic for that that day. So we'll get into that and Ron Paul's chances for tomorrow night. He's actually going up in the national polls. One poll that I had been watching had pretty much taken him off the map and now has him back on. Will Rudy Poot stay in the race? An email from Ron Paul today is, it looks like it's their strategy from the campaign is to try to take this all the way to the convention and get a brokered convention. And he lays out a pretty good case for it. So we will talk about that. And a bunch more. Anything else you want to talk about tonight, we will delve into. Can't promise I have the answers. And if I don't, I will say I don't know. And because I would rather be truthful than to shine you on like I know a bunch of stuff. I don't like to get into mythology or anything like that. I'd rather tell you something I know as opposed to something I don't. But chat rooms are open at MidnightRidersShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Pop on in there and grab a name and join us. Always great conversations in both rooms. And as a matter of fact, when we come back on the other side, Mouseketeer roll call. We'll see who's chatting tonight. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded and plugged in to the Midnight Rider.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's Monday night here. Mouseketeer roll call time as we find out who's chatting tonight. Cherished Heart is at the top of the list in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, along with Eliyahu, Fresh Chris, Knight Rider, Rogue Dolphin, Slacker, Sneaky Weasel, and Suzette. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Boondock Saint, Chowda Time, Doug, Hard True Soldier Chick, Josh, who's busy. What are you doing, Josh? K Bowser, Chris, Lee, Michael, Mike CTW, not Mike, Rachel Blue Eyes, Rock Turner, Slacker in both rooms, Sidetrack, the 00 Viper, and White Star. All joining us tonight for the Midnight Rider, and you can join them too, right there If you would like, if you've got comments or suggestions about the show, yes, I know the website is not updated. And Sam Tesco just joined us in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. Just boom, right there. More people coming in. I've not had a chance to update the website. I will do that. Let me give you a rundown of the guests we've got real quick, and then we'll take Henry's call. He's patiently holding here. Tomorrow night on the show is going to be Tom James of HempUSA.org in the first hour. We're going to talk about industrial hemp. And then in the second hour, we'll give you a rundown of the Florida primary and that good stuff. Then Wednesday night, first hour, going to be Dr. Jerome Corsi going to come on the program. Going to talk about two things. One about an article, actually two articles he's written. One regarding the FOIA request from this group called the GATA. And an ad they placed in the, I think in the New York Times, $264,000 is what it cost to run it. And also an article he's written about a McCain staff aide and McCain's true stance on illegal immigration. So we'll have Jerry on the first hour on Wednesday night, and still a number of things that we're trying to put together for the week as well. But let's somebody who I know is going to be excited about the hemp show coming up tomorrow night is Henry in Connecticut. Henry, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. Sorry. All right. When are you going to have this guy tomorrow?
First hour.
What now?
Tomorrow night in the first hour.
Tomorrow night in the first hour. That would be from 12 to 1.
Yeah. Eastern time. Right.
Okay. He's going to be on right away. The guy from the Hemp USA.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. No, because I'm an herbalist and I'm a witch and I'm very much into herbs, and there's so many different things that, you know, that's another thing too. I won't go into a long detail, but I'll tell you this. I don't know if you heard of Pin Herb Company. That's something different. They don't sell hemp, though. That's why this other guy is great. But, you know, they keep talking about the stuff in this country with socialist medicine and this and that. But, you know, one of the differences between the socialist medicine in countries like Sweden and Germany compared to here in America, if they were to have socialist medicine here, and the Canadian system is a failure, is because over there they usually promote a lot of natural things that are known and proven to work, that if Hillary even had her health care system here, they would not allow. What they would do is just promote all this pharmaceutical junk that is a failure, and then the people would die anyway, and then they would blame the American people because they want health care.
Yeah, because essentially what you'd be doing, Henry, essentially what you'd be doing is providing direct subsidies to Big Pharma. That's all you'd be doing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, but see, it's still, we do stuff very stupid, though. We just do things very dumb, trying to find it. I think I have it right here. Yeah, there is a place called, in Germany, the German E-Commission, which is similar like the FDA here. They endorse certain herbs like needle leaves, N-E-T-T-L-E, leaves for prostate problems, things involving with things like mullein or mullein, which is M-U-L-L-E-I-N, which is like a candle plant. By the way, that helps with herpes, by the way, too. I'm not sure. It may even cure it or kill it altogether. But mullein is good for clearing up the lungs, including stuff inside, deep inside the bottom of the lungs. In Germany, it's approved as a remedy for a stuffy respiratory tract. So I guess the people got a real bad cold. Mm-hmm. Outside of blackberry, black elderberry, mullein leaves would be also a good thing to clear that stuff up. It's possible some of these herbs might even prevent lung cancer for some people who smoke, because it may clear out the crap that's in there, right, and expel that. I mean, I'll tell you something. I'll say this and I'll go. Long time ago, I had a cold, and I experimented with olive leaf, and I something else, olive leaf and one other thing. Well, anyway, the olive leaf expelled the phlegm, like just came out like water, like as if you're going to just, you know, and I mean clean and easily, too. There's no pharmaceutical stuff that does that, and it will help you get rid of cold very quickly.
That's cool.
You see, things like that. Which a lot of this stuff is ancient stuff. I mean, it's been used in Europe and, you know, even since the Roman times, some of it, not all of it. But that's the kind of things that some therapies that they even, if you go to a doctor in, you know, some parts of Germany, it's covered by some kind of health insurance, or even Sweden, they will use those things as well as other stuff, but they will use that just as much as they will pharmaceutical stuff. that's one of the reasons why sometimes, I mean, this is just a theory, that I don't think the socialist, let's say, if you want to call it that, socialist healthcare system in some of those European countries, now, I'm talking about the better ones, not the worst ones, because there's some that are, some countries where it's crappy, is not as expensive as one might presume. Where I definitely think if Hillary were to get away with do what she wants to do here, it would not only would be, but it'd be a disaster. Plus, on top of that, it wouldn't be constitutional either, because the best way to have a healthcare system here would be to have, like in Massachusetts, where it's done on a state level. Because if you have a national, federal bureaucracy, you know what? It's just going to lead to all this pharmaceutical stuff and Prozac and Ritalin and all this junk. And I think they'll use it for either population control, or they'll wipe out the mainstream population and replace them with all these immigrants who they think just going to work hard and sweat. I mean, that's the kind of idiots that we got. And they're all people way up in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, I mean, that's what we got here. I mean, so they can't be trusted.
No, they've proven that over and over. Henry, thanks for the call. Okay. I appreciate it. A great, great point. So, yeah, I mean, you could improve the healthcare system overnight here in this country by, one, get the fluoride out of the freaking water, and two, stop spraying chemtrails. That'll improve it overnight. Boom, whammo, see, problem solved. But no, we can't have that. No, can't have that whatsoever. All right, the State of the Disunion tonight on the tube. Oh, my God. Just watching, just seeing this guy is enough to just make you want to retch. That's all I can say about him. You know, because he's a psychopath. And I know it, you know it, that he has no remorse for the fact that he's lied 935 times about Iraq. And has gotten a bunch of our kids killed. Over a million Iraqis are dead. And it wasn't to liberate them from a ruthless dictator, Saddam Hussein. It was to secure the oil resources there. Because a lot of the Iraqi oil resources, just like the resources in Iran, are untapped. Totally untapped. And it's just incredible to see. I mean, they're not tapped. And so that's why they're over hanging around over there. That's why they want to go to war with Iran, so we can put more troops in there and get a hold of it. The only problem is there. The Ruskies have said, you attack Iran, well, you've attacked us. And that's kind of hold you off there just a little bit. But just the blatant lies that Bush told tonight, where it's just, you know, he comes out of the very beginning of the speech, he's like this fiscal conservative. You send me something with earmarks, I'll veto it. I'm going to send you a budget with $18 billion in cuts. We're slashing programs. Talking about, you know, acting like he's this big fiscal conservative. And then he spends the next 30 minutes talking about how to grow government. We're going to have a program for this. We're going to have a program for that. We're going to Pell Grants for kids. You're going, huh? So the $18 billion you say you're cutting, which you really aren't cutting, you're just not increasing as much, and that's what they call a budget cut in Washington. They'll say, "Well, we've had a 5% reduction in spending." No, you just didn't raise it by 5%, which is you wanted to. And that's why the government continues to grow, because they don't cut; they just stop the rate of growth or slow it down. And if they were actually cutting IN agencies, we wouldn't be having as many of these budget problems as we're having. But I mean, just to sit and listen to him was just absolutely drivel and puke, especially when he started talking about the war. Because you know this man, his entire administration's lied over and over again. And to sit there and talk about what such a great, noble cause all of this is, and it's all... And look, I support our troops wholeheartedly. They're over there doing an impossible job in an impossible situation. And I support them. I want them home. That's where they belong. But just to sit and watch this guy lie, just gets my blood boiling. We'll talk about it more on the other side. Plus, take your calls at 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, 800-313-9443. If you want to join us here on the Midnight Rider, let's go straight back to the phone, down to Texas we go. And Davey, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. Say, I was wondering, man, I wanted to give a little different perspective on the so-called alleged president. But first I wanted to ask you, do you remember that press conference when Helen Thomas asked Ari Fleischer about the Palestinians? Do you remember that one?
I think so, yeah.
Well, it kind of was indicative of the tone of the so-called Bush administration. Do you remember his response to Helen Thomas?
I remember him being pretty curt to her. I don't remember his exact response, though, no.
Yeah, real curt. He said, well, Helen, that's different. And what she asked him was, didn't the Palestinians have a right to a home? You know, didn't they have a right to you know, have a bed to lay down in at night, and have a right to have something to eat, and you know, to have a home, basically, and then to be able to fight for it when somebody came to take it away from them? And Ari Fleischer said, "Well, that's different, Helen." And it's Israel.
We do everything. We do anything they want us to do.
Well, I was wondering, have you ever determined on this planet what it is that makes somebody Jewish?
Not really. I mean, I'm less concerned about race and religion as I am their actions. And,
well, but the so-called state of Israel is based on a claim, right?
Yeah, they're the children of God. That they're the right Jews. When in fact,
do you see any provable, you know, evidence to support that claim?
No, there hasn't been any. They're Ashkenazis.
Well, in this country, are we experiencing any blessings since 1948 that you could point a finger to and nail up on a bulletin board so everybody else could take a look at it?
Davey, you hit the nail on the head, my friend. Why do we keep beating our head up against the chalkboard?
Well, the point I want to make is, well,
you're right. We're not getting any blessings.
Yeah, when I go to the grocery store, which is not very often, I see they got those boys hired over there that are, you know, mentally challenged, sacking, and they say, you know, paper or plastic. And that's really kind of what the so-called United States president is like, is that sacker boy at the store, you know, paper or plastic.
Well,
it's the people behind them that you need to take a hard look at, you know.
Yeah.
And that Ari Fleischer, I think he kind of set the tone for the whole, you know, neocon misadventure called the Bush administration. But it's really wrapped up in who's printing that currency, isn't it?
I think so. I think that has a lot to do with it. And those, you know, that goes back, ties all the way back into Rothschilds. And then, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, Rothschilds were Jewish as well. So, you know, go ahead.
Have you ever seen that book, The Curse of Canaan, by Eustace Mullins?
I would love to see it. You know how expensive that damn thing is?
No, I don't.
It goes for quite a bit of money now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he is still around, and he's in a retirement home. And you can actually get his books from him at the retirement home.
Eustace in a retirement home?
Yeah. Evidently, he had a stroke.
Oh, no.
And his I think his nephew found him on the floor, and got him to a hospital, and got him darn near died.
Is this just recently?
You know, I had interviewed him this time last year, and one of my guys that does a show on TrueNet Radio, we got to talk, and he said he wanted to interview him, so we started hunting up contact information, and got lucky that a phone number for him had been forwarded, and we found him, and I don't know how long he's been there. But I think he's been there a number of months, I would think. But
I talked to him last year. I talked to him back this time last year. I guess it was about January or February, somewhere in there, I think it was.
Yeah, and he was just motoring along just fine, then had a little bit of stroke. His speech is slurred a little bit. But that mind, let me tell you, Davey, that mind is still sharp as a tack.
Well, see, he told me he was working on getting that thing republished.
Yeah, I don't know if he has yet, but he was working on getting a bunch of his books republished. But the last time I looked on eBay, and it's been a while, The Curse of Canaan went for quite a chunk of change.
Yeah, he told me he was going for that, but I hadn't checked on it, you know. But anyway, it's got a lot of information in there that's, you know, I actually went through a few libraries there, and you'll search high and low to find the quality of information in that book, The Curse of Canaan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is well-researched, has all of his ducks in a row, and that's why J. Edgar Hoover called him the most dangerous man in the world.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Man on the Moon?
No, I don't think I have.
You remember Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
Well,
Hold on, right there, Davey. We got a break. We'll pick it up.
All right.
On the other side. This is the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Monday night edition of the Midnight Rider here on RBN. We're talking with Davey in Texas, and Davey was going into a movie called The Man in the Moon and Andy Kaufman.
You remember
Davey
Andy?
Picking up from there. Yeah, I do.
Man, he made me laugh.
A Lucky Gravis.
Well, I never got off on the Lotka character, but when he went on that Saturday Night Live, man, he just cracked me up. And then he teamed up with old Jerry Lawler. You know about Jerry Lawler?
I do. The King put a hurting on old Mr. Kaufman.
Oh, man, the King. Well, I grew up in Memphis back in the late 60s and early 70s, and you just had to have been there to know about, you know, studio wrestling. But the point I wanted to make was that this President George Bush, he kind of reminds me of Andy Kaufman in a way, because it's Andy's style. You know, Andy's style was, you know, if you don't get the joke's on you.
Right.
You know, and the fact is that this president is the greatest president this country's ever had, primarily because he's been able to drag these neocons out from behind the curtain and show them to the whole world. Not just the American people, the whole world. See? I mean, the whole world knows that these people are evil as hell. Now these Christian Zionists in America, they got to deal with the fact that these evil as hell people are not God's chosen people, because we're not being blessed. Period. There you
go. That's a darn good point. I mean, I don't think you could have said it. Anybody could say it any better than that.
Yeah, and so, you know, I really got upset with Clinton for taking tanks over at my neighbor's house and killing about 100 of them, and then blowing up a building up there in Oklahoma City and saying, you know, some patsy out front lit a firecracker out in the street, you know. But you can't get more audacious with chutzpah than 19 Arabs from a cave pulled off 9/11, and then, you know, everything that flowed from that. So the real issue is whose God is being served. And over here in America, well, there's a choice to be made, isn't there?
There is indeed, and the God they're serving is a little owl named Molech.
Yeah. Anyway, man, I kind of like listening to you on the radio there.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm glad you listened. I'm glad you called.
Well, keep riding, man.
Hey, we'll do it, man. You have a great night.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, Andy Kaufman and Jerry the King Lawler. And he mentioned studio wrestling. I was a closet wrestling freak for years, especially that old studio wrestling stuff. That would just, you know, had a drama to it that the stadium stuff they do now is it's just not as good. There was just something you know, greasy about it. I mean, a lot of people in the South will remember Mid-South Wrestling with his announcer named Boyd Pierce. Would wear the gaudiest suits. I mean, it was like a patchwork quilt every week the guy threw on himself. And had Cowboy Bill Watts, Paul Orndorff was there, Iron Mike Sharp. Who else was there? Mr. Wrestling 2 was there. You had Freebirds in their younger days. Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I mean, just everybody, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Harley Race, those were the days of wrestling. And the Von Erichs, Ivan Putski and the Von Erichs and the Von Erich Claw, slap that claw on you, and you'd go down immediately, flipping and a flopping. Oh my gosh, yeah, those were. And it was always on late night or on Saturdays, you know, late at night. And I would just tune in and watch the daylights. My favorite wrestling announcer, though, was Gordon Sully. You know, because he just had that voice. And if in the old days, getting to go watch wrestling live was fun, because so many people got into it. It wasn't the big production that it is now. And, I mean, you were right up on top of stuff. And, I mean, it was just... It's fun. One person, you know, hollering and screaming at one of those things could start a riot. I did. But those were the days. Always pandemonium. One fall or television time remaining. There we go. Yeah, I certainly do that. Thanks, Davey. That brought back a lot of memories. The old a bunch of different associations. They had NWA, you had the AWA where Hulk Hogan was out of, him and Tony Atlas, and a bunch of the. I don't want to even get into that. I'll be here all night talking about all that. Oh man! All right, Davey brings up a good point though. I mean, maybe Bush, in a way, has been our greatest president. Unwittingly, because he's exposed all these people. All these people came out like they were choir boys, doing the best for the country. You know, little worms like Bill Kristol. And who, by the way, told a, one of the hosts here on RBN that we were a front. They tried to get him on their show. He said, "You're a front." Yeah. Well, you're a front for communism, you little puke. But that that whole State of the Union thing tonight, nauseating. I mean, here he's talking about how great Homeland Security is and everything that they've, all the plots they've stopped, including plots that have been deemed not to be real, more like all of them, where they either were going to fly airliners into the tallest building in L.A., fake, or they were going to blow up aircraft on the Atlantic on the way to America. You know, that was the shampoo bombers, fake. And using that like it's, oh, my gosh, look what we've done. Look what we've accomplished. And everybody's just going,
"Yay, Bush. Yay, Bush. Go, Comrade Chertoff."
Enough to make you puke. And especially when he talked about the war. I was just, enough to retch. Bill in Arkansas, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm the guy that called you about the Battle of Athens, Tennessee.
Ah, yeah. What a great piece.
That was a good story, right?
Oh, that's a wonderful story. We haven't talked about it a little bit on the air. And matter of fact, I've talked about it on both my programs.
Okay. But listen, I want to go back a little bit farther than even you were in studio wrestling. How about Herb Welch?
Remember that's a name Herb I don't know.
Haystack Calhoun.
Know him.
Now we're going back to 1965.
Yeah.
In Memphis wrestling. Jackie Fargo.
Rough don't House know that Fargo. Name. No.
Tojo no. Yamamoto.
Know that name.
Okay. These were the old timers, man. They were doing Memphis. They were doing studio wrestling in Memphis when Lance Russell was still a youngster doing the Baxter's commercials.
Wow. That goes back a number of years because we would always get ours, you know, like a week after it happened, and they would send them here to Oklahoma City. And I remember watching Mid-South, and then I moved down to Texas, and we'd watch the stuff that was done over at Channel 11 had them on every Saturday night out of Dallas. And I can't remember the name of the arena that they'd have him at, but it was essentially studio wrestling. And then, of course, you had World Championship Wrestling out of Atlanta when I was a kid, and Mid-South. But yeah, there was nothing like that. I mean, it was just high drama
every time you watched it. Yeah, but I think we're kind of facing onto the political arena now, if we will. I think we're kind of facing a situation like the people in Athens, Tennessee, with these elections.
Right.
I think we're facing something similar to what they had going on back there in 1946 the mishandling of the ballots and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I see one aspect of it, but the other aspect that I think a lot of us have not seen yet is the fact that these guys decided to plug into the system, that they watched the system. They were the overseers of the system, and when the system didn't work right, they made sure the system worked right.
Right.
They literally took action, and the two or three different accounts that I heard is, you know, one guy sitting up on top of a building with a 30 caliber machine gun trained on the front of the jail, and somebody gets hold of some dynamite and throws it up on the porch, and out come the deputies after they'd fought it out all night long.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was a local political machine.
Yeah.
You know, is what it was, and
well, it was actually a state. It was actually a statewide machine. Bill, I read a couple of extra articles on it, and it was actually a statewide machine. And the guys that were involved there in McMinn County were just a couple of lackeys in the whole machine, but they had the backing of the state, so they did what they wanted to do.
Right, there was a state senator or something involved, right?
Yeah, out of Memphis, in fact.
Okay, I never did get that part of the story, but the battle's interesting enough.
Oh, it is, most certainly.
But anybody that's never read that story should go read it. And, I talked to Dan Howard earlier tonight. We were talking about this election fraud business. And, Joseph Stalin articulated it about as well, I guess, as anybody could have when he said, those who vote decide nothing, and those who count the votes decide everything.
Right, yeah.
You know? And we shouldn't be facing that here in America.
Right. You're right. By the way, the arena it was in Dallas, it was called the Sportatorium. That's where they did Saturday Night Wrestling on Channel 11.
Yeah.
Josh, just let me know that. The Sportatorium. I remember that now.
Well, we had a big wrestling machine going around here in the Memphis area, man, all the way back into the early days of TV.
It was black and white. They used to do wrestling on radio, too.
Yeah. They had a huge audience in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was huge. And just amazing it still goes on today. But, no, that Battle of Athens, that's a must-read.
It really is.
First off, it gives you goosebumps,
right?
Reading what, and then it makes you understand as you kind of soak that all in, you start to realize what your true duties and responsibilities as a patriot really are.
That's right, because those patriots had just gotten back from battling World War II,
right?
And they put their lives on the line over there for this country. And they understood what they were fighting for. Those guys, you think about the guys who served in the Battle of the Bulge and all those battles over in Germany in the wintertime, and those poor guys had to be out in that sub-freezing cold and blizzards. Mm-hmm. 24/7, they sacrifice so much, these deadbeat people nowadays, American citizens, can't even get them to pay attention.
No, that's true. And those boys left for Europe as boys and came home men,
they
proved
right.
1946. Yeah, and I mean that's something you got to think about too. Here are these boys that go over; most of them are probably drafted, and they come back. Probably 23, 24 years old at the most, and see what's going on in their county, and a bunch of guys that could have been out chasing skirts and drinking beer and having a good time decided to take action and take their county back.
They had to do it, and they did it.
They did it. Battle of Athens. Google that, and you're in for a great little read. Bill, I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, man.
Excellent. I'm glad you called initially and suggested that. That was just an awesome piece, and it's funny that the corporate media, like Time Magazine, had articles regarding the Battle of Athens, and they painted these guys as criminals because they were involving themselves in the process. But when you read the reports of the people that were there and saw what was going on, you get a much, much different story, and the truth comes out. In fact, there was a guy from a local radio station that was perched up on a fire escape, hunkered down all night long doing a broadcast, giving the blow-by-blow of what happened that night. But, it's incredible what a bunch of guys did. They left as boys, came home men, and realized that they had fought for freedom, and they weren't going to allow that type of activity to take place in their county, in their towns. And they did something about it. And they changed their county. They set it right, and changed the form of government. Everything in that county, which is very, very cool. Richie in New Orleans, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome.
Hey, Midnight
Rider. How you doing, man?
All right. You let the cat out the bag with the wrestling, man. You're right. We could go on all night with that. watching Mid-South and. the announcer, Reeser Bowden, he was a hoot. And
yeah.
Killer Khan with Tiger Hattori, Mike DiBiase, Junkyard
yes.
Dog, Killer
yeah.
Khan.
Oh, yeah. I love Junkyard Dog.
Mid-South,
he was always great.
Mid-South was the best.
Oh, you know, I thought it was, too. You had the great Kabuki and Gary Hart.
and crazy Mark Luling.
Yeah.
But really, like you said, we could diverge off of that all night. But you mentioned earlier about this brokered convention. And how would that work to where if Ron Paul can hold on, at what point do the Republicans decide who's going to be the candidate? And if they can't, how does that work out to where if Ron Paul could just, you know, hang on as long as it takes? What's that all about?
Well, hold right there, Richie, and we got a break, and we'll talk about it on the other side. We'll get into the whole broker convention thing. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back. The number, if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
back here on the Midnight Rider. I, over the break, I was thinking about wrestling. Some other names. Georgia Championship Wrestling, you had guys like Tommy Wildfire Rich. Mid-South, it was Paul Orndorff. Who else was there? Ivan Koloff, I think, was there for a while, too. Andre the Giant would come in and out. And that's when they had those handicap matches. And it was always Andre the Giant against two midgets. That was always so much fun to watch. We're talking with Richie down in New Orleans and bringing up the subject of a brokered convention. Basically, the way it works, are you there, Richie?
Yeah, remember the big cat Ernie Ladd?
Oh, yeah. Oh, indeed, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like I said, that could take us off topic all night. Yeah, what is the brokered convention?
Basically, when these delegates all go to the convention, they're required to vote for their delegate that they were sent there with for the first ballot. Now, if that particular candidate, let's say it's Mitt Romney, he's to get the nomination on the first ballot, he's required to get 1,192 delegates. That's 50% plus one delegate. If he doesn't get it on the first ballot, then these delegates are free to vote for whoever they want to. And at that point in time, the politicking begins. But what Ron Paul was saying today in an email that he sent out from the campaign is that in a number of these caucus states, like in Iowa, they very well likely may have picked up a number of delegates where you had Huckabee winning in Iowa by a lot, but it may be that Ron Paul got a number of the delegates in Nevada, which is another caucus state. He might have walking out of Nevada with a third of the delegates.
He was here in New Orleans last Monday, and there's some question about what's going on with our vote down here.
Yeah, there were a bunch of shenanigans going on regarding delegate qualifications. As a matter of fact, the Ron Paul campaign has filed a grievance with the Louisiana State GOP, and they call it problems and inconsistencies in Louisiana's process of choosing delegates. This is from the campaign. It says, at this point right now, we're not going to charge anything nefarious is going on, but you and I both know if Louisiana politics, it's nefarious. But it's a very confusing process, and there have been inconsistencies, and we're voicing our complaints now and hoping to work out the concerns with state party leavers. That's Paul spokesman Jesse Benton, and that was from just a couple of days ago. But yeah, they filed a grievance there. But if Ron Paul could make it to a broker convention with a number of these delegates, and I have seen some scenarios that people are starting to work out where Ron Paul could be the nominee.
Who do you think is dropping out next out of the other big four?
It's got to be Giuliani's next. Huckabee will go.
What if Giuliani
right after
wins this Florida thing, though?
Boy, I don't know. If he wins, he stays, but he's going to be minus a lot of money. He doesn't have any money at all. He's broke. Richie, thanks for the call. We'll pick up more on
this
on the other side.
Night.
Hey, you have a great night. And you want to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider.